This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a correspondent travels the back roads of the former Soviet state of Georgia. First, though, Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ debuts today, a film that many expect and some fear will stir the passions of moviegoers. It's about the last 12 hours of Jesus' life. Jewish leaders worry this film blames Jews for his death. Mr. Gibson denies that. Meanwhile, some evangelical Christian churches are going en masse to see a movie that's rated R for extreme violence. From member station KWBU in Waco, Texas, Michael Haggerty visited one such congregation.
On the outside, Prestonwood Baptist Church in the North Dallas suburb of Plano resembles a small sports arena. On the inside, it resembles a mall. The facility's arcing outer concourse is lined with a restaurant, a coffee shop, and several bookstores selling Christian literature and music. This Sunday morning, churchgoers were lining up for movie tickets.
What's his name?
Tammy Rhodes.
The tickets were for Mel Gibson's new film, The Passion of the Christ, and members of the church have access to some 3,000 free tickets purchased by fellow Prestonwood member Arch Bonema. As churchgoers worship in the 7,000-seat congregation, others pick up their reserved tickets at a will call booth in the church's concourse.
Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S?
Which one?
You know,
I got the
road.
There y'all go.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
Bonema is a local businessman who used $42,000 of his own money to buy 6,000 tickets for the opening day of the film at a local multiplex. Thanks to his efforts, The Passion will show on all 22 screens in 30-minute intervals from 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. before the theater opens for regular business. Bonema gave 1,000 tickets to a local seminary, another 1,000 to area charities, and then the rest to family and friends. But he still had some left over.
I emailed six of my friends in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and said I have some tickets for the Mel Gibson's movie Passion. If you have any friends who want to see it, have them email me. In 3 days, I had 23,000 email requests.
Bonema saw a screening of the film a few weeks ago. He said he's heard the crucifixion story countless times growing up. However, the vivid images in the film had a more profound effect on him. He compared his experience to the reaction many veterans had after seeing the film Saving Private Ryan.
They said, "This is the way it was." That's what Passion did to me, and I believe it'll do to other believers too. It'll really bring home to them the sacrifice that Jesus made.
His fellow congregants share his enthusiasm. Anticipation for the film is high at Prestonwood, where references to the movie are easy to find. A book about the crucifixion of Jesus, with a foreword written by Mel Gibson, sits on the shelves in one of the bookstores. Posters throughout the building and church bulletins bear images from the movie, and the question, "Who really killed Jesus?" is the topic of today's sermon by Prestonwood's pastor, Jack Graham.
God put him on the cross. God the Father offered him Himself as the bloody sacrifice for you and for me. That's who killed Jesus.
Graham points out that Gibson's only appearance in the film, which he directed, is when his hand is shown nailing Jesus to the cross. Graham says that Gibson obviously understands that his sins and those of all other humanity are why Jesus was murdered. Graham's sermon seems a direct response to the allegations of anti-Semitism in the film. While the church's leaders are calling for sensitivity concerning what the Jewish people have suffered in the past, they believe the charges of anti-Semitism are unfounded. Bonema agrees.
You know, this isn't the first time that the anti-Semitism issues come up about the story of the crucifixion. There is a certain amount of people in America and in the world that just want to hate, and they'll look for any reason. There's nothing in the movie that's anti-Semitic. There's nothing.
In addition to concerns about charges of religious bigotry, the church is also apprehensive about the graphic violence in the movie, which is rated R for scenes depicting the torture and execution of Jesus. David McKinley, an associate pastor at Prestonwood, says it puts the church in the unfamiliar position of advocating an R-rated film.
We believe that it is rare and exceptional as a film because of the nature of what it is and what it portrays. We believe that it is reality, the reality of Christ, and what happened to him, and it wasn't a pretty picture.
Despite the controversy, members of Prestonwood view the film as an opportunity to share their faith. For Bonema, who bought the $42,000 worth of tickets, he just hopes The Passion of the Christ will touch believers and non-believers like it touched him.
I thought, you know, if it made me want to be a better person, it's going to make others feel the same way too.
For Day to Day, I'm Michael Haggerty in Plano, Texas.